I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if audio doesn't get me, anyway, I can't remember what that song goes, but anyway, I'm rambling in my kitchen today and I'm going to go nowhere until I've finished this piece of rambling audio, because today is one of the biggest days of my life ever. Yeah, you know, you have use hyperbole when you want to capture people's attention. And of course, if you do it too often, then they don't pay any attention to anything that you say is any way important. But truthfully, friends and relations and neighbours and anybody who listens to this, today is a very, very special day in my life. And it's such a special day that I'm going to walk over here, check on the dates. It's the 29th of August 2016, and this is the day that a completely new regime started at home. In family, because my daughter, who is just about to be 11, on the 30th, don't tell anyone, 31st of August, right? And you don't have to send her presents, right? Or birthday cards or anything, right? So just to let you know, but keep that to yourself. Anyway, her birthday is coming, and is she going to a new school today? She has started at a new school today. And the regime in the new school is that they start lessons, gather at 9 o'clock. First lesson kicks off at 9:15. And they carry on having school until 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, so far, you know, you don't think there's nothing strange there. He's probably been doing that, or that's what I do already. And indeed, you're absolutely right. But if I tell you that before going to school now every day, the dear child has to be driven to Hyde's Egalitarian Centre. No, Hyde's Equine Centre. Anyway, Hyde's Riding Centre, so that she can exercise a pony called Ashley. So that means leaving here before 7 o'clock in the morning. Usually about 6:45, I suspect it'll be. Taking her up there. I won't always do it, but I suspect I'll do it most of the time. And then back here, get ready and go to school. And here's where things get really different. So but that's a bit of a big change. It means not having to drive through the tunnel in Cork under the River Lee every day taking Grace to school. Because the school that she's going to go to now is at the bottom of the hill, the bottom of Church Hill. And that probably is conjured up in your mind as a rather benign hill. It is a fierce hill. It is so steep that I've been scared for about the last 4 years, because I've never done it in my life, too scared to cycle down the hill in a bicycle. And certainly too scared to walk back up the hill from bottom to top. Except when I'm feeling terribly good. So, I'm losing the thread. Well, of course, that's what a ramble does. You lose your thread when you're rambling. Anyway, where things start to go different is that at 3:30 in the day, my darling daughter will start games every day. Every day, Monday to Thursday. Yeah, Fred is different. She finishes and gets, you know, everything is as per normal on a Friday. We'll come to Friday. But Monday to Thursday, 3:30 in the day, is games. 5:30 is eat food. 6 o'clock is do homework. Until putting books away at 7:50. And then leaving school at 8 o'clock, being picked up. Yes. Yes, I know you've just fallen off the chair. She's going to be a day boarder. She's going to get her lunch, what they call supper. And she could have, I've got some vague feeling that she could possibly even get breakfast there in a crisis. But the main thing is that I am not going to be driving around Cork, collecting her from school, taking her to here, taking her to there, bringing her home, driving through the tunnel, getting cardiac arrest or preparation for them. My blood sugar, my blood pressure rather, is going to be lowered. I'm going to be a calmer, more relaxed, more gentle, more loving. Altogether, much more sweetness and light from me from now on. I'm going to have a lot more time available? Well, no, the amount of time I have available is going to be exactly the same amount of time as I had available every other day of my life so far. I'm going to have exactly, well, you can fill in the gaps, 24 hours in the day. That's, I'm not going to have any more time than before, but I'm going to have less time that's already committed, and I'm going to have more time for other things, we'll say. So anyway, this is really weird. It's now 2:55 in the afternoon, and it's going to be hours before I see her. And this isn't about, you know, a dad who's having separation anxiety from his daughter, but it has to do with, God, I got another 5 hours. I got 5 more hours. Now, I have a few things to do, but my goodness. So, I am started a whole new regime to go along with this. And this morning, I put my mobile phone, my smartphone, away. Out of sight, and actually, very quickly, out of mind, for 3.5 hours, consecutive time. Right? Now, I can, and I have, given up the mobile phone for chunks of time. I do feel that I'm perfectly capable of doing it, but it's a long time since I've actually put away the phone in another room, walked into another room and did stuff and didn't even get up to find out if anyone had phoned me, left a message, although I never get phone calls. But basically, you know, nobody had contacted me. And by any medium. So I am, this has been far from calm. This isn't a calm, gentle elongation of an apostrophe. No, it isn't. It hasn't even been a full stop spread out. And it was meant to be a comma that kind of got squashed flat and made extremely long so that you could have a gentle rest. Anyway, I'm talking rubbish now, and I must be careful about that because I wasn't born to talk rubbish. Anyway, here we go. I'm going to tidy up here in the kitchen, and I'm going to go into the centre of the city in Cork and do some things related to, well, I'm going to go and buy some sweatshirts for her at school. I'm just putting away what I had lunch on. So thank you very much for being on the ramble. This was a kind of, what would I call this, a sedentary ramble. And the good news, as far as I'm concerned, is that there's a certain person who will be nameless until they confirm that in public that they're going to do this. But there is somebody going to come on rambles with me in the month of September. So I want to repeat the invitation that I've given before, but this time with a little bit more gravitas. You are cordially invited during every single day of the month of September 2016 to ramble, to let your mouth and your brain and your heart and your imagination go for a ramble and just see what comes out through the vocal cords. And we're going to call these things rambly boos, not B-O-O-S-E. This is not a sophisticated, a ramble from pub to pub, thereby rambling from booze house to booze house. No, it's rambly boo, B-O-O. So that's the hashtag. And there are two people who are going on this ramble, and you are cordially and earnestly and respectfully invited to join us. So, for now, Paul O'Mahony saying bye-bye, and thank you ever so much for your companionship. Toodle-pip.